Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show, and we've made it to the end of the week. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory. A great service department that simply gets it done for your current vehicle. Diagnostics, inspections, they get it done for you. And a sales staff that's not just there for the sale, but they make sure that you get the right vehicle that you need for your future. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And every Friday show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. Time to stock up for Mother's Day weekend. Of course, you got plenty of hockey and NBA playoff action to get into. If you want to drown in your sorrows, if you're a Phillies fan after last night, we'll get into that in a second. Sixers fans may have to do the same thing. We'll see. But of course, you got to get something good for mom. And it's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And we got a loaded show, lots to get to today. We got Frank Bodani from the York Daily Record today at 3:35 to talk about Penn State football. 4:06 today, the former Penn Stater himself, and now he's a Chicago Bear, and that is Jaquan Brisker. He will join us at 4:06 today. So we're very excited about that. And then, of course, the King is in for another episode of What to Watch For as we head into Mother's Day weekend. We got the Kentucky Derby this weekend, too. We got a lot going on, even though Mother Nature doesn't seem to want to cooperate until Sunday, but there's also a lot to recap from last night. So let's start there. And let's actually start with the Phillies. Ooh. That was just an epic collapse last night. That's all you can describe it. If this stat doesn't say it, then nothing will. And I'm sure a lot of you have seen this already after watching last night's game. The last 684 baseball teams with a 6-plus run lead in the ninth inning had won before the Phillies lost last night. Oh, that is just outrageous. That is just outrageous. And then here's some other stats, too. This was from Corey Simon from NBC Sports Philly. The Phillies have gotten 7-plus innings from a starting pitcher 4 times this season. The starter has allowed 0, 0, 0, and 1 run in those games. The Phillies are 1-3. And listen, it hasn't been a great run for Joe Girardi. I get that. There's been a lot of weird decisions, a lot of weird lineups. So I understand the calling for him to be fired. Would I be surprised if the Phillies let him go? Not really. I think this is more on the front office than it is on the coaching. The coaching does get a lot of blame for the way things have gone, especially when you have a collapse last night like that. No question. But I look at Dave Dombrowski and his complete ineptness to upgrade the bullpen is just astounding to me. I mean, this is rock bottom for the Phillies as far as that bullpen is concerned. And it's been a problem for the last couple of years, but yet they haven't addressed it. And then this offseason, they go crazy. Sure, they build the offense. You bring in Castellanos and you bring in Kyle Schwarber. That's all well and good. But if you really want to win still, you still have to have good pitching and a good bullpen. You can have as many bats as you want, which, first of all, have really underperformed for the Phillies. But you have to have the pitching, and you have to have the bullpen. And the Phillies have just continued to ignore that. Maybe this will finally wake things up. I don't know. But that was historically bad last night. Then there's the Sixers, who, of course, got Game 3 tonight, down 2-0. I said it yesterday. I'll continue to say it again. If the Sixers do not have Joel Embiid tonight, the series is over. Because the Sixers cannot beat this team without Joel Embiid. And so far, it's trending in the right direction. We'll ultimately see what happens at 7 o'clock tonight. But he's now listed. He's been upgraded from out to doubtful. The Sixers had listed him as out yesterday, but that was mainly because they had to get statuses into the NBA for NBA requirements. But it was reported today by multiple different people that Joel Embiid has cleared concussion protocol. He's trying to be fitted for that mask, which he wore a couple of years ago, if we all remember, in the playoffs. And he's now been upgraded to doubtful, is doing everything he can to play tonight. So I think he will play tonight. How much? I don't know. Will he be 100%? I don't know. But you at least hope it gives the team a spark. Because obviously we've talked about the two issues that have hurt them in these first two games of this series, which is the three-point shooting and just the lack of execution and turnovers at bad times. And, of course, the second-chance opportunities you continue to let up. But Joel Embiid needs to be out there. And he needs to be effectively out there. But he at least just needs to be out there to give some sort of shot. Because the Sixers just have no answer without him. I'm sorry, as much as I hate to admit it. I mean, either way, if the Sixers lose tonight, it's over. But it might be already over if Joel Embiid cannot go tonight. But it looks like he could. Looks like it's trending pretty well right now. But we'll see. As he's been upgraded from out to now doubtful, he's cleared concussion protocol. That seemed to have been the last hurdle. Now it's just a matter of how comfortable can he be. So we'll see how that plays out tonight. We will see. And then finally with the Penguins, of course you had your overtime hero back in net last night. And he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't great either. When you give up 5 goals, I would say most of them probably weren't his fault. But now he's definitely going to be the guy going forward because Casey DeSmith is now out for the rest of the playoffs. As Mike Sullivan announced today, he just had surgery. Louis Domingue will continue to lead the way. Tristan Jarry also sidelined, still with that lower body injury. He's probably going to be out for the rest of this
series. It's raining out. Jeez. You notice that?
Boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, it's awful. I mean, it makes that Embiid thing seem like insignificant. All right, so
or the Phillies collapse. Where do you start if you're...
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Wow. Did you see the stat? 684 teams previously to last night had lost if they were down 6-plus in the ninth until last night.
Wow. That's... But it does go back to the problem that we talk about all the time with the Phillies, which is not uncommon to most teams in Major League Baseball. The bullpens are just... I mean, Matt, you have to get lucky with bullpens, in my opinion. Yeah, I really do. I think you've got to get lucky with them. Where you hit it just right in a given year. And that to me is something that, and the Phillies have not been able to, you know, luck out with that.
Well, you also have to try. The Phillies haven't tried.
No, I disagree with that, Matt. No. I disagree with that. I think everybody tries. Everybody's trying to come up with, because the teams that win usually have a couple of guys that have that career year. Okay. Well, it's great you got that career year. And that's where, you know, you look at, let's take your team, for example. I mean, Chapman drives you crazy, right?
He does, but he's been off to a better start this year. But yes, he does drive you nuts.
But other years, he hasn't been good.
Exactly.
No offense, he is not. He really has not been good. Chad Green's usually okay. You know, so you hang on to guys like that, right? You hang on to guys like that. But that's, but that is something that when I look at most bullpens, everybody's like, first of all, you aim on the closer. You try to aim on the closer. All right, so that's one. I think everybody tries to get a guy that they think is their closer. But it's getting those other guys that everybody's trying to somehow get. And it's just, I don't know. And I think that's a big problem. And it's one for the Phillies. It's another one. Now, and it came up yesterday. Oh well. That's your it's not your team. Now, your team is a manager going insane in people's faces. How about that one?
You know, rightfully so. Because I know you don't like it, but this ball and strike thing needs to be fixed. I'm sorry. It's been really, really bad this year.
Stop going up to the plate looking for walks. Come on, be men.
I can't look for a walk because I don't know what's a ball and what's a strike. I can't look for something. I can't look for a pitch to hit because I don't know what's a ball and what's a strike.
Well, you're not supposed to know. For goodness sakes. It's not your job.
Yeah, the guys in blue are supposed to know.
Oh, you're just everything. It's always everybody else's fault. It's always everybody else's fault.
This is the part about Booney that I appreciate.
He speaks, yeah, well. Yeah, I'd suspend him for a week. Tell him to cool off. Yeah, how about this? Get some hits. How about that one?
That has been a problem for the Yankees in this winning streak until the other night.
Yeah, well, they had one run. That was really good. Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, it was a 2-1 loss.
I was impressed. Oh, my goodness. These are your people. These are your people. You know? Yelling and screaming at umpires. Come on. You know, you win a couple games. Now you start to think you're better than you really are.
Well, at least I'm not a Mets fan right now thinking that this is a repeat of the 86 season. Let's cool our jets a little bit. They're thinking that these are good. I mean, these are good wins against the Phillies because actually, you know what? They got the Phillies and Mets have played each other like almost every series so far. So this is key, you know, down the stretch, but like the Phillies are starting to become who they are as a mediocre team. So, let's cool with the 86-ness. Met fans. I'm not going that far.
No. Well, it could be worse. It could be the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, yeah.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I did not see that happening.
No, me neither. You thought that'd be the Pirates.
All right. I mean, the doggone Pirates are going to be favored in all three games. It's like,
who would have thought that?
You know your bad win.
Every time they play, that will be the classic toilet bowl series.
Again, you're consumed with hate. It's... I don't understand. You're always so... Everything's hateful. It's like you take joy in what other people are doing.
I only call it how I see it.
My concern is what are you looking at? That's what bothers me. You worry me. Oh, well. All right. So the Phillies, bad. And, of course, now we have no, I mean, Joel Embiid, concussion protocol, fine. And now, oh, well.
Yeah, we'll see. He's giving it. You can't say he's not trying. I think he will play, but I just don't know how effective he's going to be.
He's doubtful.
Yeah, but we've seen this happen before. He was already listed as out, but that was only because the NBA, you have to have it in for the NBA. But then he's been upgraded as doubtful, so he can play tonight. And I think he will. I just don't know how effective he's going to be.
You act like he's Willis Reed.
Again, I'm calling it like I see it. This is heroic what he's doing.
Heroic. Heroic. Really?
Admirable. How about that?
Okay, I just talked to my... I just literally, 10 days ago, talked to my father's cousin, Norman, who was here in State College. Norman got out of the World Trade Center and helped people get out in 2001. That's heroic.
That was the wrong
one.
Okay? That is heroic.
That's
yes.
heroic. Okay. And he thinks nothing of it. I said, do you think Joel Embiid's heroic? He just started laughing. No, I'm just kidding. Come on. By the way, Casey DeSmith is out of the rest of the playoffs, just so everybody knows. Core muscle surgery for him. He is out of the rest of the playoffs. It's too bad because he could have been heroic.
Well, Magic ran out on Louis last night.
Well, look, I mean...
A lot of it wasn't his fault, but...
Well, but he is who he is.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's the third-string goaltender, all right? So if you're the third-string goaltender, exactly what is expected of you? If you are a first-team goalie, okay, guess what? You would be starting someplace else. Okay, simple as that. All right. So, it's the way it is. It's the way it is. You know, but it's, problem is, again, you know, you've got... You like taking shots at people, don't you? You will neither confirm nor deny.
One warranted.
One warranted. Well, I bet my name comes up a lot in the staff meetings. Jeez. See, what you need to do is you need to take the attitude that Bullers, the dog, takes. Loves everybody. Never a problem. Makes everybody's day when they see him. Bullers. You hate umpires. Hate Ben Simmons. Hate the Red Sox. I make you uncomfortable.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for Mother's Day weekend. And salute Mom. Yes. Yeah. Matt, your mom. Don't know your mother-in-law at all. Your mom. Yeah, you know, Lisa's an awesome mom. It really kind of carries the house.
No, that's very true.
A different story. Probably shouldn't get into that. Sorry. Okay. But yeah, how about that? So it's Mother's Day weekend. Salute the mom. Okay. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Tyrese Maxey, well, if he plays, he plays. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Wow, that's exactly the answer I want. These are your people? Really? This is the attitude that you want from your team?
I understand what he's saying, but yeah, not a great answer.
I mean, sailor care? Hey. What the heck? Upgraded to doubtful.
Right.
Not exactly soaring into the starting lineup when you're upgraded to doubtful.
But well, because he needed a clear concussion protocol first. Now it's just a matter of getting him to get the mask fixed and making sure he's comfortable.
How about upgraded to probable?
They don't have that in the NBA anymore, do they?
Who knows?
I think it's just questionable and that's it. I think it's just like the NFL. It's questionable, doubtful, out. And doubtful in the NBA still means really questionable. Because I've seen many, many guys that were listed as doubtful still play. So I think he will play tonight, but again, how effective is he going to be?
Oh, we need Marv Albert. Here comes Willis! Willis Reed! Here he comes! Willis Reed scored the first two baskets of the Game 7 against Will Chamberlain and the Lakers. First two. Place goes insane. Those are the only two. Those are the only 4 points he scored all night. You know that?
Did not know that. Hopefully that doesn't happen tonight.
Oh, but he's not playing tonight. Come on. Not playing.
I think there's a legitimate shot.
Oh, that sounded authoritative.
I hope so.
All right, let's get to Frank Bodani, York Daily Record. Frank, always a pleasure. Great to have you back, my friend.
Steve, happy Friday to you, man.
Happy Friday. What a glorious day. Well, beautiful out.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure it is.
In York, 54 and pouring down rain.
Oh,
probably the same where you are.
Absolutely. I mean, the only benefit of this is you feel like you could fly toward the green and it's going to hold. All right. of course you got
it. I'm not a golfer, but I hear you on that.
You're going to be soaking wet by the time you get up there, but yes.
Sure.
All right. There are so many issues right now to deal with. So let's get through a couple of your thoughts on some of the ideas and some of the solutions. Transfer portal, they are proposing, the American Football Coaches Association, Todd Berry, of course, is the leader of that group, that they have two transfer portal windows. One would be the final Sunday of November that would lead up to National Letter of Intent Day in December, and the other one would be April 15th to May 1st. Now, it doesn't mean you have to wrap up all your business in that time, but those would be the two times you could put your name into the portal. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. I mean, you need a little bit of... It's become such a freewheeling business between this and NIL that it just seems a little out of control right now with player movement. So if there's something that kind of makes guys, you know, hey, I can't just do this anytime I want, there's actually maybe some more thought process in it from both sides, you know, the player and the teams. You know, it's a good idea to me. I mean, unless you can prove it otherwise, I think there just needs to be some type of restrictions going forward with both these things.
Right. Yeah, that's one. Now, another one they're talking about is keeping it at 85, but because of the portal, you could, you know, let's say either through eligibility or graduation, you lose 20, you lose 3 to the draft, and you lose 10 to the portal. Well, you've lost 33 players. And so now you're sitting at 52, and you're allowed to have 25. They're saying, hey, the heck with the 25 part. The cap is just 85, and if you have to recruit 33 during the course of a time frame to do it, you can. What do you think about that idea?
I mean, without studying it, sure, why not? I mean, it makes sense. You have to have 85. And you see, here's the thing. I mean, Penn State hasn't lost a lot of guys
right
at any one time, especially big-time contributors.
Right.
But other teams have.
Yes.
Right? I mean, see, and that's the thing, is I don't know if Penn State fans would really understand if this is important or not, but I think for other schools, it's really affected them.
Well, so, it's about to affect Pitt. I mean, let's face it.
Right. I mean, it is. And I think, you know, if you're going to let guys kind of walk at any point, then I think, yeah, you do have to have kind of a measure to help protect the situation as well, right? If you're going to let them go, 6, 7, 8 of them, 10 can go at one point, then you have to do something for the team that suddenly... I mean, and this isn't maybe a portal issue, but look at Penn State. I mean, with offensive linemen in the spring, mm-hmm. there's not enough of them. It's not because of this, but you could see where maybe this thing could do something like this to a team, right? All of a sudden, mm-hmm. 5, 6 guys left, and you don't have enough players at a position to have your practice almost. Or,
right, exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because Penn State actually has 12 offensive linemen on the roster, but
right.
you know, not everybody was available. So, all right, the one I can't come up with any ideas for is name, image, and likeness. And they're saying the NCAA has to do something. Frank, I have no solutions on this because I feel like now you have the opportunity to make some money. You feel like you can't take it away.
Right. I mean, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, you'd think that you'd want to control or somehow have some kind of control over teams just poaching players.
Right.
Regards. Now, but how do you do that? And is there some type of monetary limit that is imposed upon? But I don't know. I mean, how do you control these things? I mean, I think most people understand the idea that, hey, they should be able, players should be able to earn money and make some compensation off of what they do.
Right.
But then once you do the good thing, how do you control that thing? And that's what you're saying. You don't have an answer for because, you know, Penn State is not going to act the same way in such a regard with this type of a situation than other schools are. But because they may not, meaning that it may not be exactly their belief or the way they want to do business, if they don't, though, that puts them behind in a sport like football.
Yeah.
Possible. So how do you do that? I mean, what's going on with USC? And I'm not saying anything's wrong there, but it just seems like suddenly guys want to go there and there's money there, and it's not the same. You don't get the same feel at Penn State, right? I mean, you don't.
Right.
You wouldn't look from the outside and think, wow, these guys want to go to Penn State suddenly. Why do they want to go there?
Yeah.
Because of a money opportunity? I don't think anybody's thinking that. And I'm not saying anybody's breaking any rules, but, I mean, there's just a different feel between different organizations. I mean, Texas A&M already won a recruiting contest because of this, really,
yes,
right?
That's right.
So, wow. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have a plan for you.
Nobody does. I don't. When it came to the playoff, I talked, you know, months before they even came out with it, about 12. When it came to the portal, I said you need to have specific windows to do, and they need to be tighter. I mean, you know, so at least though, I was on the air talking about potential solutions. When it comes to this, I don't have one. Okay.
Right, because it just smacks to me as when you would 20, 30 years ago, boosters controlling, especially maybe in the South and different areas, controlling players coming there. I mean, everybody's heard stories, if you've lived long enough, about recruits and what they were offered by places, right? I mean,
yeah.
And this is not much different.
Yeah.
Legal, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, the envelope in the locker, the car in the parking lot with the envelope in the glove compartment. Sure. I mean, we've heard stories.
But you know what? You know, I mean, here's the other thing about it is that even 40 years ago, you know, I can think of a guy from our area that would tell stories about this, was a big-time football recruit, say, like early 70s, and he would tell you what other schools tried to do to get him to go. But he didn't go. He didn't take the Camaro and the money. So I don't know if that's always going to be the case. And do you want the guy... Do you want the player that is going to make his decision based on that?
Right.
You know, from Penn State's perspective, who I think certainly recruits a certain type of kid to some, you know, certainly. Do you
sure.
want the kid that's
yeah.
going to put everything they have? So James Franklin says you can throw the perfect recruiting pitch and still lose a kid. But then I wonder if you do that and you lose that kid because of money, is that... I don't know. It makes you wonder if that's really the kid for you.
Right. And that's, you know, that's exactly right.
I mean, there's shades of that. I'm not saying he's not, but and I'm not saying that that's just the way you'd, but it makes you wonder a little bit, right? Because if that's the kid that's going to base everything he wants on that perspective, maybe that's not the best team player. Maybe that's not the guy who's well, going to fight right. through it when times are tough. You right. know, I'm, anyway.
Yeah, no, I hear you. What did you think of the draft? Hey, let's get to something that's fun. What do you think of the draft? The way it played
well,
out.
I think the opening rounds went, like, Penn State perspective-wise is kind of what I was focused on. I think it kind of went probably as you would expect. I mean, Jahan Dotson, great. You know, you knew teams wanted him, and I think that was all basically, you know, he got what he should have got. People, I mean, he could be, he's going to be more productive than some of the other guys, probably at least a couple chosen above him, and some of the, he's going to be a great pro, and I kind of think a Bobby Engram type of career maybe for him. Yeah, he stays healthy.
You know, I agree with you. That sounds right. They're both so, Bobby Engram and Jahan Dotson, both so smooth the way they play the game. Yeah.
And their mentality, and not superstar type of guy. Not even like Allen Robinson maybe type of player. But right. I could see Jahan being there for 10, 12 years and just very consistently very good. Yeah. And then once it got down, I mean, you know, eight guys drafted, that's, no matter how you look at it, that's kind of, I mean, that's impressive.
It is.
And a couple really good free agents. I mean, Drew Hartlob's a guy from our area that we write a lot about because he's from York County. And but there's going to be guys like him that are going to have opportunities, drafted or not.
Yeah, right. He's going down to Carolina, so.
Joining a bunch of other guys. And I like Rashid Walker in the sense that, you know, I could see, you know, people talk about him moving to guard. That could be open doors for maybe him in his NFL career. Maybe tackle isn't going to be the best place for him as it turned out, even at the end of his college career in the pros. Maybe this could be a really good move and a fit for him.
And by the way, he goes to a team that has a really good reputation with how they work with offensive linemen. Because Green Bay is really good at it. Really good at it. It helps him a lot. You know, it's interesting. Jahan Dotson and Jaquan Brisker are two logical candidates that could have gone last year. You know, there's two ways, Frank, to bet on yourself. One is, I'm betting on myself, I'm going now. You know, like Brandon Smith, after 3 years, he was betting on himself, he's going now. Or you can bet on yourself saying, you know what, I know I can improve my lot. I'm going to show everybody. And doggone, Dotson and Brisker did that. And I thought they did a great job of betting on themselves by actually going back to school.
Absolutely. And I don't know. I just have always been in agreement that that's the way. And James Franklin talks about this all the time. Unless you're going to be, what, a first or a second round pick.
Right.
Come back. Well, there's reason. I think no matter what, if you do well and you put your – you are going to be able to benefit yourself in the draft. I think the guys that come out early – like Brandon Smith, I think he definitely could have gained from playing another year of college football. But then I think it goes to other things, right? Yeah. I mean, does the kid want to be in school for another year? Does he, you know, beyond helping himself in the draft? Because I think guaranteed guys like him will help themselves in the draft. But then they still got to go through a whole other year of going to college and playing college football and taking classes. I think maybe just a lot of some of these kids don't want to do that anymore.
Right. There are various circumstances. A, they think they're ready. Let me say this about Brandon Smith for a moment. I'm going to go back to early November, and I'm at practice, and Brent Pry comes up to me before it's about to begin. He says to me, he says, "Did you hear about Brandon Smith?" I said, "No." He says, "Mel Kiper Jr. put out his mock draft. He's got him as the 23rd ranked player in the draft." He said, "Going the 23rd pick overall." Right. Now, this is November. And I said, "Really?" Right. So when a young person hears that, because you don't think like it came out of nowhere that only Brent knew. Okay.
Right.
He knows, his family knows. So that, you know, it what it does is it gets the gears going as to, you know, what your value might be. And you never know about the, you know, somebody's home situation. I'm not saying this has nothing to do with Brandon Smith. But, you know, somebody's home situation, financially, they might need it. You know, you don't know any of that.
No, in the NFL, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like there's more value in your physical possibilities and your testing and what they can maybe see you as down the road than what type of polished player you are, even, so to speak, that you get, there's more value in that. So a guy like him with his physical possibilities, people are going to want him, and he knows that. So does it matter to him? I mean, I don't know. To me, it would matter. Like, I would think if I have those possibilities and I could be a first-round draft pick, because I don't think by the I don't know. Maybe by the time he had to make his decision, they were still looking at that.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
I didn't think I saw him as a first-round draft pick linebacker, but if people are telling you that, yeah, sure. I guess that's...
You know, and it's not like the person that wrote it has anything to do with where you're drafted, but you know, that's what you have to go on at that point, you know, mock drafts and things like that. Because to me, if you're, you know, I've talked about this many times, where if you're a first round pick in the NBA or you're a top 3 round pick in the NFL, you have to play your way out of the league because you're going to get a lot of extra chances. If you're 4 through 7 or round 2 in the NBA, you got to play your way in to get that second contract. So I mean, that's the spot you're in.
And it's what your future is like. You made mention, like, Brisker and Dotson had the ability to help themselves by another year.
Yep.
I think Brandon Smith could have done that same thing.
Yeah.
But if you can't help yourself, if maybe you think this is all the better I can be for the NFL, then that could also weigh into why you should go now.
Yeah, that's a good
right?
point.
Because if you don't, you know, and maybe like Miles Sanders, you're a running back and you know, you're going to be drafted pretty high, but maybe not the first round. But it's like running backs take a beating. So maybe you don't care so much about being the top 5 pick because I just ran for 2,000 yards or whatever. You're trying to look at the future and helping yourself and keeping healthy. And, you know, so you just go. You know, you just go.
Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks.
You know, it's always great talking with you, Frank. Thanks a lot for your time.
I really appreciate it. All the very best, too, for you.
Talk with Jaquan Brisker of the Chicago Bears in the next half hour. Then, Matt, a little more whining, moaning, and complaining, but that's okay. The week's almost over. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.